The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women who had accompanied Jesus from Galilee came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then the women remembered Jesus' words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. These words seemed to the apostles as idle tale, and they did not believe the women. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. As he said he would. Amen, amen. Here we are once again celebrating the holiest day of the year in the life of our Christian and Catholic faith. The Easter Vigil. That's why it's the longest celebration as well, because it's the holiest of the holiest. It's the liturgy of all liturgies that summarizes the entire history of our faith, signified by the darkness, you could say, of the story of our faith leading up to Christ, our light and salvation. And then the lights come on to signify the coming of Christ, and especially His glorious resurrection from the dead. Yesterday on Good Friday, I said there's one question we need to ask. Why did Jesus die for us? And I said the answer to that question was very simple. One word. What is that?
Love.
But there's many dimensions to that love, which I described. Saving love. Unconditional love. Sacrificial love. And so on and so on. Now tonight, if we ask the question, why did Jesus rise from the dead? What's the meaning and the significance of His resurrection? I think there's also one word that summarizes it. If love summarized Good Friday, what the meaning of the resurrection is all about is life. Life! Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life and have it in abundance." And Jesus rising from the dead has conquered death, which is what robs us of life, and has conquered sin, which also love robs us of spiritual life in our souls. So Jesus has risen and has won for us now a new life in Him, through Him, with Him. We can have a new life, an eternal life that will never end, a life that nothing can destroy, not even our physical death will be able to rob us of the eternal life that is given to us in our baptism. This is our faith, and it's made possible because Jesus offered Himself in sacrifice for us, died and rose again. He is risen. He is alive. And if we believe in Him, if we unite ourselves to Him, if we invite Him into our hearts, and if we enter into His divine life through faith, through baptism, through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, we have the guarantee of eternal life. And even now, a fullness of life. A fullness of life that includes joy. That my joy may be in them, Jesus prayed. And their joy may be full. And that's why Easter is also the season of joy, of hope, of great celebration. So let us, brothers and sisters, continue to celebrate with great joy this evening.